This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Colorado will get nearly $32 million in a multi-state settlement with the e-cigarette maker Juul. Here's CPR's health reporter John Daly.
In 2020, the state sued Juul over its marketing practices. An investigation found the company targeted young people, misrepresented health risks, featured cool kids in ads and on social media, and deployed brand ambassadors to hand out free samples at convenience stores. It hired social media influencers to promote its e-cigarettes to younger Coloradans. Under the deal, Juul is prohibited from using those marketing tactics. Democrat Phil Weiser is Colorado's attorney general.
We sued them, and we sued them because what they did was harming our young people.
The company says it's now pivoting to promote tobacco harm reduction. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A bill that would add nearly $3 million to Colorado's wildfire investigations budget has moved to the next stage of the Senate approval process. CPR's Veronica Penny.
The bill stems from a CPR investigation that found Colorado determined wildfire causes at a lower rate than any other state in the West. Democratic Senator Joanne Janal of Fort Collins sponsored this year's bill and says a lack of funding is a problem.
There's only one investigator in this state to investigate all the wildfires. We do have to bring other people in from other states.
The bill would fund 8 full-time investigators across the state. But first, it has to pass a full Senate vote, then the House, and get approval from Governor Jared Polis. I'm Veronica Penny, CPR News.
A small wildfire in the South Park town of Hartsel is completely contained. The fire forced mandatory evacuations, but those orders are now lifted. Authorities haven't reported any injuries or structural damage related to the fire. Most of the Front Range today has high fire danger due to strong winds. This is CPR News in KRCC.